It's The Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we are joined on the hotline by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. And Dave, before we get into some of these local stories that you have ready for us, what's your thoughts on this daylight savings today? It's finally kind of gone by the wayside, it seems.
Well, it's one of those things where I guess I get the arguments kind of on both sides. I've had people argue both sides to me, and the old joke used to be that from a friend of mine who lived in the Hoosier state that they did it because they didn't want to upset the cows at milking time. So I believe that is what they like to call an apocryphal story, otherwise known these days as fake news. I think the harder part of it is the spring forward.
Right, right. Oh yeah.
That's the hardest part for everybody. I love getting an extra hour of sleep.
It's the best. It's the best. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, set your clocks back, but bringing it forward is a killer.
Yeah, that was a rough Sunday for a lot of us, I think, when we woke up and said, oh, it's already time to get up. Oh, all right, I guess, whatever. But well, again, we are joined by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram on The Local Beat, again brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. All right, Dave, first story I want to ask you about here this morning comes from your colleague Kevin Martin as Elyria City Council, looking for some more details, I guess you could say, on Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield's plans for the Midway Mall. So what are the details here?
Yeah, Kevin broke this down really well, and I had some background on this when I was the Elyria beat reporter. But basically, Elyria City Council is pushing back at Mayor Frank Whitfield, who has this grand plan to try to revitalize Midway Mall, which as a lot of people know is kind of fallen apart over the past couple of years. Has multiple owners of multiple parcels out there, and some of that is all stuck in court and part of lawsuits and everything like that. Well, the mayor's plan is to back a tax increment financing or TIF agreement worth $4.5 million that would help to revitalize the mall, kind of turn portions of it into a healthcare and wellness and industrial innovation park within city limits, right? It's also called the Hawaii Park Project is what it's being called right now. So at this point, Whitfield back in March 1st had said, hey, there's also $1 million in American Rescue Plan Act money that I want to make available for businesses to relocate in the proper area, as determined by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. So City Council is not really all that convinced about this project. They want more information. Didn't want to jump into any quick decisions. Councilman Kenny Oswald is the Democrat representing the 4th Ward. Basically said exactly that. He didn't want to jump into any decisions and wanted more information. Council President Vic Stewart, same deal. His quote was, this is a great opportunity if we can do that, but I think until there's clarity about what's going on at the mall, because I don't know that, even with an announcement that was made by the Cleveland Clinic, I don't know what the terms are, what's been agreed upon, and it's good we're all working through that, unquote. So yeah, there's still some questions about what's going on out there, and apparently there was some back and forth between Mayor Whitfield and members of council on Monday night, and that's it's still to be determined how this is all going to shake out.
All right. Well, I mean, you can certainly see where Elyria City Council is coming from there. I mean, a lot of us saw the State of the City address from Mayor Whitfield the other day, and talking about the Midway Mall and the plans and the Cleveland Clinic announcement. It all seems great, but of course, more details are always needed with this type of thing. So great work from your colleague, Kevin Martin there, Dave. And the other story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning comes from another colleague of yours, Jason Hawk. And this is kind of an interesting one. So a former Marine and now a barber in Wellington, if I understand this correctly, he plans on flying to the Ukraine soon. To help out with the situation there. So what do we need to know about this?
Yeah, so I have one little tidbit for you, Rocco. Is always be careful about saying former Marine.
Okay.
Because retired Marines take an awful lot of umbrage at that. Just
understood.
To let you know.
Understood. No, I appreciate it. That probably saves me a butt kicking at some point in the near future. So I appreciate that.
It may well. So we'll say a retired Marine Corps Corporal, Jason Keith, served in Desert Storm back in the early 1990s, and also in Somalia in the in Africa from 1989 to 1993, in part. And he said he was getting ready to pick up and go pick up a gun and go fight for Ukraine. He's 51 years old, so there's some younger men that might be ready to take his place to do that. Instead, he's going to fly to Warsaw, Poland, and then on to Ukraine for a humanitarian mission through the Church of the Evangelic Faith. That's a church in Parma founded by immigrants who left Ukraine and some of the Eastern Bloc or Iron Curtain nations after the Soviet Union fell. They resettled in Northeast Ohio, but now they're watching as Russia invades Ukraine, and they want to do something to help. So they've collected pallets of goods, many shipping containers worth of goods, collecting money, collecting medical supplies, things of that nature, all of that to be shipped over to Eastern Europe in order to help Ukrainian people. And we're now seeing reports of as many as 3 million Ukrainians and people of other nationalities, expatriates, and other folks who were living in Ukraine when the Russians invaded have now been displaced. So we're seeing an awful lot of, we're seeing a large refugee crisis, a lot of that being shouldered by the people of Poland, and then other neighboring nations, Moldova, Hungary, some other places over there. So it's turning into a large humanitarian crisis. Of course, we've seen this before, in part, Iraq, Afghanistan. We've seen this in other places as well with Libya, with some of the other nations in the Middle East. So it's important to recognize that this is not the first time it's happened, but it is good to see that Americans are picking up some of the, picking up some of the slack and trying to help out and go over there and do what they can. One way that people of Lorain County, people of Northeast Ohio can help out, go to stjosephateparchy.com, stjosephateparchy.com, and click on the blue and yellow button that says Pray for Ukraine, Support Ukraine, and make a financial donation through the church, through the Ukrainian Catholic Church, to folks over there. It is difficult to get a lot of the supplies. It is difficult to get a lot of physical goods over to people, who are living over there. It's tough to get stuff into a war zone, right?
Yeah.
So for right now, International Red Cross and Ukrainian Catholic Church are probably your best bets for donating, a little bit of money, if you can do that, or support some other charity organizations. And they're out there; you can find them, and just make sure they're legitimate. This isn't a massive, multi-million dollar GoFundMe campaign for the people of Ukraine. Go through legitimate portals in order to do this, and that includes Red Cross, International Red Cross. And probably the Ukrainian Catholic Church, probably your best bets at this point.
Could you give me the website address for that church one more time, Dave, and for our listeners as well, just once more?
Absolutely. That is St. Josephat Eparchy, and that is stjosephateparchy.com, St. Josephat Eparchy. And there is a Pray for Ukraine, Support Ukraine button there where you can donate. And I've had an awful lot of folks ask what they can do, short of, flying over to Europe and helping out themselves.
All right. Well, great stuff there. A reliable spot to donate through. So fantastic information there, Dave. Thank you for that. And my apologies to retired Marine Corpsman Jason Keith from the Colonial Barbershop there in Wellington, looking to make a big difference over there in Europe with the conflict. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest on The Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. All right, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, Dylan Reynolds was attending the community protection team. Again, we're still in an endemic stage of COVID-19. COVID has not gone away. So community protection team met Tuesday, and Dylan will have that story. I did a story about a federal drug bust that reached its way into the Lorain, Elyria area and had a a little bit of an effect on the county here. Obviously, county commissioners actually met a day early. So they met Tuesday. So a story from me on that. And some other Lorain news and some other news by my colleagues here at the Chronicle Telegram, which you can read about at chronicletea.com online or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
You heard the man. Check it out at chronicletea.com or pick up a physical copy of that Chronicle Telegram. And of course, the commissioners meet on Tuesday now, just to throw another mix into Dave O'Brien's busy Tuesdays. So you love and hate to see that at the same time, I guess. All right, Dave, we can finish up with this. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I think this is the second week in a row that we're going to go with our good friend, our new friend, I should say, at our Western Bureau in Salt Lake City, Utah. And from KUTV News, reporter Jeremy Harris, who is their crime, courts, and public safety reporter, man after my own heart, reporting, dispatch says that there is a female with no shoes sitting on the curb looking up and pointing at the sky while screaming, quote, "It's coming," unquote, repeatedly.
Are we sure that wasn't Chicken Little?
Right. Officers are going to go check it out. And Jeremy notes dryly, or as dryly as I think he can on Twitter, "Frankly, if she's right, I'm fine with it. Bring it on."
Ah, some doomsday humor for you on a Wednesday morning. How about it, folks? How about it? Unbelievable. I tell you what, I like our new friends out there in Salt Lake City. They stay busy on the scanner, that's for sure. That's for sure. So, Dave, thank you very much for the time this morning. As always, man, I know you're busy. So thanks again for the time. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll chat it up again next week.
All right. Thanks, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.